Good Day program at 7 after the hour. Time for you to become happy and engaged. There's nothing worse, Jennifer, than people who say no. So today, the theme of this program is going to be just say no to those who say no.
Good, so I don't like that word, no.
Today is a yes day.
Yes.
How many different ways can you say yes?
Yeah, is how you say it in Czechoslovakian.
Yeah, this is a yaw day. Yaw.
C is in Spanish.
Hey, that's right. Exactly. Yeah, they get us a few listeners. Si, senor. You can see how good my Spanish is.
We're multilingual here.
That's certainly how
world
people describe
talk.
It. Yes. That's what it is. All right, so time for some good news. Let's get the day started with some good news.
Blown in your window.
Good news for suitors. Kim Kardashian on the street looking for love. Again, in all the wrong places. She wants to make, see if we can get another $20 million score.
Yeah.
Be fine. But she says she married for love.
Yes, I'm
right.
Sure she did.
Yes. I love money.
You know what they celebrated yesterday?
Money. What they celebrated?
They were only together a year. Did you know that they met on Halloween and they courted and dated and did all that and got married and divorced?
Wonderful.
Yeah. All in a year.
Right. Fast movers, those Kardashian ladies.
That's right.
All right, got to move fast while the cash is on the table. Let's get it while we can get it. All right, here's another very important story from England. The bloomers once owned by Queen Victoria sold for $9,000 at an auction yesterday, more than three times the original estimate. So the people who owned Queen Victoria's bloomers, certainly happy about that.
Were they clean or were they post-wearing?
No, that's something I've never really wanted to know about any of that sort of stuff. When Bill Clinton used to give his underwear, take a deduction on his tax return for his underwear that he gave to Goodwill or whomever, I was asked, the people were curious. And I thought it was really gross. Why would you, are there people who really were such sycophants, emphasis on sick, that they wanted to smell Bill Clinton's underwear?
Yeah. I always, I give away all my clothes to the vets when I'm done.
I wear my clothes out on the farm. They're ragged when we're done with them.
I know. But, yeah, I give away my stuff.
Good.
And the one thing I will not give away is underwear. I think that's weird.
Yeah. So those of you who do give things to Goodwill in terms of clothing, what do you give? 800-510-8255. Why don't you ask that question on Facebook? All right, and then you can bring us up to date on some of the things we follow on Facebook. It's facebook.com/Good Day Show, if I'm not mistaken. So who do we have there that wants to talk about their undies or whatever it is they give away? Your socks ought to be worn out. You throw them away. Your shirts, maybe. I can see that. I've got a whole bunch of my father's shirts that I'm going to bring to Goodwill at the Salvation Army, one of those groups. So if you're giving clothing away, what are you giving away? Jackets? Ties? Bras? What do you give away? 800-510-8255. No problem. We'll give you a deduction. If there's a max of either $500 or $600 that you can take credit on things like that if you don't itemize. Once you get over that, you got to itemize. You got to have a slip from Salvation Army that says, yep, he gave us his underwear, his shirts, his socks, his shoes, his coats, his vests. And her things. And, you know, you can talk about the men's stuff, but it's hard to talk about the women's stuff. Isn't it? It'd be hard for a guy to get a bag full of women's undies and say, okay, here's the credit slip for this, 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 and this. Maybe guys get off on that, especially, well, no. I just edited myself.
Thank you.
There we go. All right, next up, total U.S. retirement assets have risen to $17.5 trillion, the most since the recession began, so that's good news. Not a lot of people are digging around in the economic news to figure out where there are good stories. But finding assets rising, $17.5 trillion, that's about the same as our debt, isn't it? How much really is our debt?
I don't know. I have no idea what the real number is.
What the real number is? 800-510-8255. Okay, here we have the Bank of America making a statement yesterday that they were going to rescind. They were going to continue to do what's in the best interests of their clients. We're the friendly national bank. That's what they are. A new bank called the Friendly National Bank, right?
Mm-hmm.
Wouldn't charge you anything for anything. Just
no way.
Give you your money and make money off the interest and what they charge. But here's the Bank of America, blackguards and blowhards that they are, who announced, what was it, last week? Going to increase.
Yesterday. Oh, no, yeah, no, yeah. No, that was
the original announcement
ago.
Was mm-hmm. last week.
At they, least, yeah.
Yeah. $5 a month, wasn't it?
Just to own an ATM card.
Right. $5. So now, oh, gee, we must have made a mistake in judgment. So if you've got a Bank of America card, whoa, don't be changing that card. Isn't there a song there? Don't go changing your card. So don't go changing your card, because certainly the folks at the Bank of America have your best interests at heart. That's how they get to be so big and so thoughtful and so wonderful. Excuse me. So make sure.
Oh,
I'm choking on.
Choking on the truth on this thing.
I am, yeah. I'm choking on this, yeah. All right, so the Bank of America says no.
It's
no.
A good thing, because I was going to pull my money out, and I know a lot of you guys were going to do the same thing, because, seriously, $5 to own an ATM card.
You have
card,
money
really?
In the Bank of America?
Hmm?
You have money in the Bank of America?
Yeah, from when I was 15, I started an account there. Yeah, I have money there and in a credit union.
How
and
much you got?
Not much.
Well,
but that was my checking account.
Yeah. Well, much better places to put it in a credit union.
Yeah, my credit union.
Here's another bit of good news. During the early 1960s, the five-year survival rate from cancer was 1 in 3. Today, it's 2 in 3.
That's good news.
So that is good news, don't you think?
I like those odds better, for sure.
A lot of talk about breast cancer, because October was Breast Cancer Awareness Month. Still a problem, still getting people. I was talking to a friend last night who has had another friend who, I think, this was, I was on town meeting floor in Framingham, and there was a moment of silence for a woman who wasn't yet 50 who died of breast cancer last week. That really is sobering. When you hear those sorts mm-hmm. of things, that is sobering.
Yep.
The United States accounting now for 1/3 of all the money being spent on research and development around the globe. That's pretty good.
Mm-hmm.
1/3. We have a lot of these new companies that are being developed here. The problem is when they get started, they move them someplace else to a friendlier tax haven. It's one thing to do the research and development, come up with the ideas, but to keep you in the country to build your company, that's something else again. And to that end, I'm going to, in a few minutes, send around into your ears the contents of a letter that I saw that's floating around the Internet. That mm-hmm. Even if Mr. What's-his-face at Snopes says that there's not truth to it, well, it may not have been a real letter. It still has
still valuable,
a heck of a lot of food for thought. So we're in the food for thought business. Let me give you something else to think about
uh-huh.
as we get ready. It's not verboten anymore to talk about Christmas on November 2nd. Not verboten. It's something that is real. And so as I talk about the Sea Crane radios, the SWP radio, I can give you all of the names of these. They won't make much difference to you because you don't really know until you go to their website to see the great radios they have. They have great travel radios. If you are somebody who likes to listen to the radio in the car, but you're frustrated because you've got an AM band, you like the AM band because there are a lot of good programs like this one on a lot of AM radio stations. So you turn on the radio in the car, unless you're, you know, 5 minutes from the transmitter, it's fine. Go outside of that. I was finding that the other night when I was driving across Ohio. I'm trying to find some of the good radio stations that I know of. And all it is snap, crackle, and pop.
Yeah, they can be hard.
Yep. So get one of the best travel radios that has ever been available on the market. The SWP, which is a pocket radio. You can use it in the car. It's an AM radio that's wonderful quality. A great FM radio, a shortwave radio, all in a pocket. You can stick the... There are 200 memories. You can get 200 stations on this puppy. And it fits in your pocket. The greatest reception you can imagine, especially for its size. Tuck in your purse, your briefcase, carry-on bag. So, here's the deal. The SW Pocket Radio is available for just $49.95. And with that, you get a free LED flashlight because the folks at Sea Crane make and distribute those puppies as well. Call 800-522-8863. That's 800-522-8863, which translates into 800-522-TUNE. All right. See all of the Sea Crane radios. Visit them online at ccradio.com. Or give them a call. You can ask them to send you a free catalog. They'll do that happily. It's a great radio company, and they might have a long, long, long-term relationship with you. And once you see how well one of these radios works, you'll want to get them for family and friends. That's the perfect time of year to be considering that. I'll tell you, this EP radio is something else. C. Crane. The catalog at C. Crane, ccradio.com, 800-522-8863.
Like to share? You'll love Thanks for Sharing at Macy's. Sign up now and you'll get 10% rewards and get to help some really great causes by shopping with your Macy's credit card. It's easy. Just sign up, shop, and before you know it, you're spending your rewards card. Charge $25 to your Macy's card and get 10% rewards on most Macy's card purchases from when you enroll through December 31st. Macy's donates $10 up to $15 million to national and local charities. See a sales associate or go to Macy's.com/thanks and enroll today.
This is Troy Aikman.
And Hulk Hogan with another worry-free shopping tip.
You're like most people, you're probably holding off until Black Friday to start your holiday shopping.
The countdown has begun.
Well, then you're already behind.
What?
Rent-A-Center's pre-Black Friday sale is going on right now.
Oh, man.
Get to Rent-A-Center and beat the holiday rush for amazing pre-Black Friday deals on Sony smart TVs and Acer laptops. But you better hurry.
Out of my way!
See rentacenter.com for complete details and more information on the worry-free guarantee.
Hi, I'm Bill Newcott, and this is AARP's Movies for Grownups. That is, of course, the theme song for the great Laurel and Hardy. And for the first time ever, a new box set, Laurel and Hardy, The Essential Collection, collects all 47 of their classic sound films. The set even includes some rare Spanish language versions. The pair recited their dialogue phonetically, so Ollie's classic line...
Here's another nice mess you've gotten me into.
...becomes...
El bueno de mí told me as metido.
Now this... You know, the easiest way to watch movies is instantly, in your own home, with your digital cable remote. Many movies are available on Movies on Demand, on cable, weeks before you can rent them on DVD. Here's what's hot on Movies on Demand, on cable, this week. Tommy Lee Jones takes control in Captain America, The First Avenger. Owen Wilson goes full throttle in Cars 2. Christopher Plummer starts a new life in Beginners. And Reese Witherspoon and Hal Holbrook risk everything in Water for Elephants. See what's coming soon at rentmoviesondemand.com and make movie night an MOD night. That's Movies for Grownups. I'm Bill Newcott.
You know, life doesn't slow down just because you have sore joints. You still have just as much to do, and you have to find a way to keep yourself moving. Fortunately for you, there's new Move Free Ultra. Just one small pill per day is more effective for sore joints than two big glucosamine and chondroitin pills. And you can believe it, because it was based on a 90-day human clinical study. Don't let sore joints slow you down or big joint care pills. Put a powerful small pill to work for you. Move on, move free with new Schiff Move Free Ultra.
And now the bonus round. If absence makes the heart grow fonder, what does presence make?
I want to say crab dip.
Correct. Finish this sequence. Tree, sky.
Transubstantiationalism.
Correct. What can you watch instantly with Netflix?
Unlimited TV episodes and movies.
Correct. Watch unlimited TV episodes and movies for only $8 a month from Netflix. See terms of use.
Ma'am, are you crying?
I cry when I'm happy.
Well, that makes two of us.
Speaking of being happy, Dougie?
Yes.
We asked yesterday because we had talked about happiness.
All right, hold on a second. Don't get excited. Stand by.
You're going to tell me?
Smokers, are you still smoking traditional cigarettes? Are you still smelling up your clothes and car interior, staining your teeth, and getting ashes everywhere? Why? When you could be smoking or vaping with e-cigarettes by LeCig. With LeCig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replacement cartridges, you'll get all the satisfaction of smoking, but no smoking hazards. Choose from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquid flavors at LeCig.com, spelled L-E-C-I-G.com, or call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. LeCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker. Warning: e-cigs may contain nicotine, an addictive substance known to the state of California to cause birth defects or cancer. Please be aware of the risks associated with e-cigs prior to use. You must be 18 years or older to purchase.
Whatever winter activity you enjoy, from snowmobiling, snowshoeing, skiing, or camping, there's inherent danger that you may find yourself having to stay warm. Be ready with InstaFire, a revolutionary, safe, simple, and versatile fire starter. InstaFire is a patented blend of volcanic rock, wood pellets, and paraffin wax that gets a fire blazing in just minutes. InstaFire is self-sustaining fire that starts right on top of snow or water and even burns wet wood. Sound incredible? It is. Check it out at InstaFire.com, a must for any outdoor winter activity. InstaFire easily lights with matches or flintlock lighters, is environmentally friendly, stores easy, is lightweight, comes in a variety of sizes, and starts at $1.25 for a single pack or only $59.95 for a 5-gallon pail with free shipping. Go to InstaFire.com, spelled InstaFire.com, or call 888-482-4868. That's 888-482-4868. Safe, simple, versatile. InstaFire.
Which famous singer was ejected from Graceland by security guards in 1976? Billy Joel, David Bowie.
Is that one of the options? Is he one of the options? Since we were playing the song, so let me get this straight.
You just gave the answer with the song you asked for?
You play a Bruce Springsteen song and then ask that question, and Bruce Springsteen is the answer? What a maroon.
Let me see here. I think it's Elton John.
Shut up, will the two of you just be quiet?
See, I suffer from short-term memory loss.
Short-term memory loss? I don't believe this.
No, it's true. I forget things almost instantly. It runs in my family. I mean, at least I think it does.
Join the party. Doug Steffens, good day.
China's top economic expert says China is now facing a financial crisis. There are already signs of trouble. For example, unemployment rate in China is a staggering 12% among three-year-olds. Do you know that? Up in San Francisco this weekend, they hosted the first ever medical marijuana job fair. Then the keynote speech was entitled Jobs and How to Avoid Getting One. Lindsay Lohan has started working at the morgue as part of her community service. So if you have relatives that are recently deceased, you might want to take off their jewelry before you bring them up.
So Lindsay Lohan may go back to jail, though, right, today, Jen?
Yes, she could. She's violating her probation all the time.
Right. Every picture I've seen of her at that morgue. Well, it might as well be. Every one of them, she has either a butt hanging out of her mouth or she's holding on to one. She must be some kind of addict to tobacco.
Oh, a cigarette.
Oh, yeah.
When you say morgue and you say butt, I was thinking like a real one.
No. Smoking every picture you see of her.
Yeah. Well, they're probably only getting her on her smoke breaks, but she's a smoker for
That's
sure.
That's important.
And she's had her teeth redone.
25. That's important.
News.
Right. 25 past the hour. Jennifer Horn, Doug Steffens, the Good Day program. So, is there, speaking of jobs, a letter that is floating around the internet, and I'm going to take bits and pieces. This is a letter supposedly sent to employees of a company, and it's been vetted, but somebody would probably say that it's not true. The fellow who wrote it is Michael Crowley, who runs a professional engineering firm in Wake Forest, North Carolina. So, again, this whether it's him or it isn't him, these thoughts are what get me. And I wonder, as he writes in his letter to his employees, whether he says that it's not right or it's against the law for an employer to tell the people that work for him or her who they're voting for. I didn't think that was the case. I mean, if that were the case, how come they have all of these PACs from these big companies where like hundreds of thousands of dollars comes from employees of the company? Anyway, this is an urging for people who work for him to vote for you, for the person you think will serve your interests. And that's really what we all do, right? We vote for the person who's going to best take care of us. It's always about us. It's about you. Yeah?
Right. Yeah, personally.
So what's the story, this continuing attack on business owners and taxes and stuff? This fellow writes, the backstory is often neglected and overshadowed by what you see and what you hear. Sure, you see me driving my Mercedes. You've seen my big home at Christmas. You see some of the icons of luxury that I've been able to procure and acquire. I started this company 12 years ago. At that time, I lived in a 300-square-foot studio apartment. My living space was converted into an office so I could put forth 100% effort into building this company, which now employs you. My diet consisted of noodles, because every dollar I spent went back into the company. I drove a rusty 10-year-old Toyota. I didn't have time to date. I stayed home on weekends working while my friends were drinking and partying. I worked hard. I was married to my business. So this is the beginning. This is the entree into some food for thought, which we will continue thinking about jobs and the workplace and employees and stuff. That's a focus. As Good Day continues, it's 28 past the hour.
I'm Peter Greenberg, and this is today's Worldwide Travel Minute. If you've ever broken a luggage strap or had a suitcase lose a wheel, you don't have to raise your hand. I know it means all of you. Wear and tear on luggage is normal when you're traveling, but there are things you can do. Not all luggage warranties are created equal. In fact, most of them are garbage. Briggs & Rowley, by the way, has a lifetime guarantee that actually lives up to its name. If your luggage is damaged or broken, they'll repair it free of charge for life. Designer brand Tumi has a 5-year warranty, but pay attention to the fine print. Your first year gives you complete coverage free of charge. But for years 2 through 5, any damage as a result of wear and tear, guess what? Your problem, buddy. Despite the best warranty, sometimes you find yourself on the road with broken luggage. But there's no need to panic because there are local luggage repair stores everywhere. You know where you're going to find them? Look for shoemakers and shoe repair places. They do the best repair on luggage. For more information, visit petergreenberg.com. I'm Peter Greenberg, the travel detective, and this is today's Worldwide Travel Minute.
AVG links millions of users to protect computers from digital threats. To make this point, we built a cage made of millions of toothpicks, put 2 people inside, then dropped it in a jungle with a 500-pound tiger. How will the tiger react with nothing between it and these strangers but a few inches of toothpicks?
He's staring straight at us.
See if there is strength in numbers.
It's going to be a long night.
AVG presents Tiger vs. Toothpicks at WeProtectUs.com.
If you're like me, you have personal belongings that you hold dear. Belongings you can't live without. It's precisely why GEICO makes it easy to get renter's insurance for a really low rate. Renters can protect all their personal belongings for as little as $12 a month. What belongings do I hold dear? This karaoke machine and my vinyl record collection.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
Ready for cold and flu season? Now's the time to get ready and save during the pre-winter sale at HerbalHealer.com. Stock up on powerful, natural flu fighters like olive leaf extract, elderberry power, and grapefruit seed liquid. Don't forget your vitamin D3 this winter. Right now, HerbalHealer.com has 120 soft gels, 1,000 IUs, on sale for only $9. And remember, HerbalHealer.com offers eFoods Global products, delicious, premium, storable foods that contain no MSG, no trans fats, no GMO, and have a 25-year shelf life. Click the eFoods link on HerbalHealer.com and try eFoods storable meals for free. Bookmark HerbalHealer.com, then experience live chat, correspondence courses, and sign up for our free newsletter. As always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Log on and hit the pre-winter specials at HerbalHealer.com. Healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
Iodine protection packs from hempusa.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include micro plant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock. Save you money and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
After the hour now, Doug Steffen, Rich McFadden, Jennifer Horn, welcome into another great American day. This is the time to renew your commitment, your intention, your priorities are, as we get closer to the end of the year, in review. Refresh your environment. Clean up your house, your office.
Oh, man, have I been doing that.
Good for you. That's
and
great.
Sneezing like crazy.
Yeah, that's what happens, a little dust here and there. The 2020 News Quiz, before we go back to our employee-boss relationship conversation, here's the 2020 sort of news. This is historical news, all right? Not hysterical, historical.
Historical.
Yes.
Okay.
It was just before the beginning of World War II when something occurred in America. The interesting thing about the government at that point in time, they didn't spend what they didn't have.
Yeah.
Not much. Anyway. There was a little bit of debt, but not a lot. So as World War II approached, everybody knew we were going to be ramping up to get into it at some point in time. The federal government stopped spending money on things like Mount Rushmore.
Mm-hmm.
Mount Rushmore, the construction of Mount Rushmore, was stopped on this day in 1941. The money stopped flowing, and so the work stopped, and it has not ever been started again. So let's, just for the fun of it, maybe you'll run to some place to find the answer to this, but I would like to know who the four faces are, the four faces that are now on Mount Rushmore. I will tell you, it's one of the most, I don't know if exciting is a word for it, but when I went there and saw, when I actually stood, well, I had the courtesy of a guide who was provided for me, and I went to some places that maybe some people don't go to. But standing, and I wasn't to the bathroom either. Thank you, Jennifer. But getting up on top, there's a crack up on top, and you can go there if you're smart about it. But anyway, that's not the point. The point is that there are four of our American presidents etched in stone at Mount Rushmore. Who are they? 800-510-1220. 8255.
Here's a hint. One is not Jimmy Carter.
That's true. One of them is not either of the Bushes.
No Obama, Bush, no.
Clinton,
Bush,
and
no
Bush.
No Clinton.
Yeah. All right. So there are four of our presidents. Tell us, through your research or knowledge or creativity, who they are. 800-510-8255. I always like to get the gray matter going in the morning, so that's one way of doing it.
Shake it up a little.
All right, here's another one. I started to read a letter for you that came from a fellow that runs a business in, what did I say, North Carolina?
Uh-huh.
North Carolina. All right, he has an engineering firm that he started 12, 13 years ago. And he is looking over the scene of those who are running, but not really, this is not pointed in a direction of vote for this man, but understand what the issues are. Because as there is much discussion about jobs, and then much discussion about taxation, and this class warfare thing that really gets my blood boiling, I don't know about yours, I'm guessing that many of you think this through and think this is horrible. So he explains some tidbits, some facts, if you will, aimed at helping his employees decide what is in their best interest. So as you listen to this, you might think about what's in your best interest. 800-510-8255. By the way, Richie, I don't know if Ken Kessler, who does a lot of production for this program, provided you with an excerpt from Judge Judy. I have not seen that anywhere in any of my stuff, but I sent him something that I want him to post up on DougStefan.com. If we don't have it there today, we'll have it in the next day or so. It's an excerpt about 6 minutes long. It is amazing. There's a guy who's on trial for taking rent money from the government and not using it for rent. And the whole conversation is so poignant about how we as taxpayers are getting ripped off by people who understand the system and know how to rip us off. Anyway, that's an aside. Here's the story. Acknowledge that it's easy to spew rhetoric that casts employers against employees. The bigger the business, the more that happens, right? Especially with the labor unions. You know how that works. But here's the guy who's got, I guess at this point, it looks like he's got about 300 employees. He talked about how he got started living in a 300-square-foot studio apartment, driving a 10-year-old car. Because a lot of people say, hey, you got that big car and the big house, yada, yada. And he wants people to know how he got there. He wants you to know what happens. You come to the office at 9 and leave in at 5. I'm the boss. I don't. There's no off button for me. When you leave the office, you're done. When I leave, I go home, rest for a while, get up, and work some more. I eat and breathe this company. Who's this remind you of, Richie?
Mm-hmm.
There is no rest. There's no weekend. There's no happy hour. There's no day off. There's no vacation. Every day, this business is attached to me. So you see the fruits of that garden, a nice house, a Mercedes, the vacations now. You never realize the backstory and the sacrifices that I've made. Now that the economy is falling apart, and I'm the guy who made money, yep. Now that I had saved the money, I'm using the money to keep this company going. There are a lot of people who spent all their money that they made, and they don't have the way to keep their companies going, so they look to the government. I'm not. I didn't overspend my paycheck. And he makes reference to some people who overspent their paycheck and who borrowed and who benefited in the short term. The cost of running this business and employing you is starting to eclipse the threshold of marginal benefit. And let me tell you why. Again, these are excerpts from a letter that a gentleman who runs a company in North Carolina sent to his employees in October. I'm being taxed so much. Your government, my government, thinks I don't pay enough. I have state taxes, federal taxes, property taxes, sales taxes, use taxes, payroll taxes, workers' comp taxes, unemployment taxes. I have to hire a tax man to manage all of these. I have to pay taxes for employing him. Government mandates and regulations and all the accounting that goes with it. I wrote a check to the U.S. Treasury on October 15th for $88,000. How much stimulus did I get? Zero. Nada. Zilch. Who's stimulating the economy? Me? The fellow who's provided all of you with good-paying jobs and we have 200,000 customers? Or the single mother who has gotten pregnant for the seventh time waiting for her next welfare check? Now, again, this is not me in the pejorative. Me just thinks there are some interesting points here that are worth thinking about. All right? The man who's on the verge of death, you don't defibrillate and shock his thumb thinking it'll bring him back to life. You defibrillate his heart. Business is the heart of America and always has been. To restart it, you have to stimulate it, not kill it. Suddenly, the power brokers in Washington believe the mud of America are the drivers of the economic engine here. We're not the mud of America. That's not the truth. So, where am I going with all this? The fellow who writes the letter asks. It's quite simple. If any new taxes are levied on me or my company, my action will be swift and simple. I will take one of you or your coworkers and send them on their way. I am pleading with the government to help you stay here to pay for your mortgage, your car, your child's future. But this is not my problem anymore. It's all of our problems. I'm done being penalized for the productive work that I have done. My motivation to work and to provide jobs is being destroyed. 95% of America get tax breaks. That sounds good. If there's no job, there's no income tax. A tax cut on zero is zero. So when you make a decision to vote, ask yourself, who understands the economics of business ownership, and of jobs? Whose policy will endanger your job? Again, he's not telling you who to vote for, but he's giving you food for thought. I thought that was excellent. And the points that were made are points that we all think about, kind of.
Mm-hmm.
But putting them together like that,
I think... it's so relatable to small business owners, too.
It really is. And many people who listen to this program are said small business owners. So I hope that that rubs off on you a little bit. And perhaps, Richie, what I can do is post that at DougStephan.com.
Sure.
As well. All right. So, back to our original premise here, or at least one of the first premises of this half hour. By the way, we go to Dr. Ken in a few minutes for a daily dose of important medical information. But first, let's get the answer to the presidents who are honored at Mount Rushmore. You think everybody has this right, Richie? I'm looking at all these callers.
I would think there's a little bit of confusion somewhere. It was, you know,
let's try Lydia, somewhere. Who's in Mercury, Texas. Hi, Lydia.
Hi.
How are you doing?
Pretty good. I was trying to visualize those huge sculptural forms. I would say it was Teddy Roosevelt.
Yeah.
Abraham Lincoln.
Yes.
And Washington.
Yes.
And now that I've mentioned Alexander Hamilton, I had a second thought. Maybe it's Hoover.
No, ma'am. You got three of the four right, though. Good for you. Thank you.
Yeah, that was pretty good.
Here's Mike in Junction City, Oregon. What do you think, Mike?
I think we have Jefferson, Washington, Teddy Roosevelt, and did I say Abraham Lincoln already?
No, you didn't, but that's the fourth one.
Abraham Lincoln.
Yeah, what that lady previously left off was Jefferson. So
right.
Jefferson, Washington, Lincoln, and Roosevelt. Have you ever been there, Mike?
In 78.
1978. What did you think when you looked up?
That was amazing.
It is amazing. It's amazing when you drive up to it. It's kind of one of these things. You can't really see it until you're almost on top of it, the way you get
and
up
all,
to it.
All the cast off that are still laying there on the bottom, too.
Yes, right. All of the stonework, when it was stopped in November of 1941, it was just stopped. The money ran out, and no more work was done, and no more work has been done. No further work, just maintenance. And that's it. So all the stone that was used that was chiseled out is still there. Pretty amazing. Pretty amazing. And, Mike, you're an amazing guy. We're going to give you some Doug Stephan good stuff. Hold on just a second. So that's the story of Mount Rushmore, the story from the medical world coming up in a moment here on Good Day.
Whether your day includes tending to the garden or taking your dog on a walk, there's no room for pain in your plans. That's why CVS Pharmacy has products like Advil, Advil PM, and Thermacare. And now, when you buy any two Advil or Thermacare products, you get $5 in extra bucks rewards with your Extra Care card. At CVS Pharmacy, you can find relief that lets you live better both day and night. Use all these products as directed. Offer good October 30th to November 5th on participating products.
The Department of Defense commemorates the 60th anniversary of the Korean War. We are proud to present the following stories of those who served when their nation called. Donald Cohen, 2nd Infantry Division.
Well, the first time I saw somebody killed, it was a hell of a shock. But, you know, I'd never seen anything like this before. In the movies, you know, you eat your candy bar and popcorn, you go home, you know. But that is, you know, there was no John Wayne, there's no band or music playing. That's all you hear is explosions and bullets flying over your head and grenades going off. So you're confused, but somewhere down the line, it's a training that takes in self-preservation. You know, you're not going to run back. There's no way, because they'll shoot you in the back. So there's only one way to go forward. Do your best.
See more hero stories at KoreanWar.defense.gov.
I drink Emergen-C to help me get through my busy day.
A busy day, huh? Why, I imagine with all those B and C vitamins, you bought groceries, mowed the lawn, organized a celebrity charity event, and discovered a natural alternative to synthetic rubber, making everything from tires to bouncy castles indestructible. Am I right?
Well, I clean the whole garage and prune the hedges.
Incredible. Emergen-C, the fizzy, fruity drink mixed with 1,000 milligrams of vitamin C and energizing B vitamins to help you accomplish more. Get a free sample at MyEmergen-C.com. Emergen-C, feel the good.
Dr. Ken Kronhaus is the master of medical knowledge here on the Doug Steffen Good Day program. He's here with his daily dose of important medical information. Let's start with the discussion that has been going on actually since last week when the recommendation came. Were they doctors? It was dentists. Yeah, dentists said, Dr. Ken, that the best way to approach the candy, the loot that has been collected by children around the country, is to have them eat it all at once. Either sitting, just eat it, because they will be sick of it and they won't want any more for a long time, and you can do something else with the candy. I would think all that sugar in one system, never mind your teeth, but all that sugar would do. I mean, is it a one-time only thing? Is not bad? Or what do you think are the ramifications? What's the outcome of doing something like that?
I think that's a dentist only looking at the teeth and not the rest of the body. I would strongly urge parents not to do that unless you want to poison your kids. I mean, this is just a way to make them overall very sick and have a horrible memory of Halloween.
There you go. So to the dentists who are listening, All right. Let's get people happy because
proceedings of the National Academy of Sciences, happy people live longer. That's the simple bottom line of this study. The older people who said they were happy, Doug, even for a little while, were less likely to die over a five-year period. And the good news was the happier they were, the longer they lived. Overall, 35% longer living if you're a happier person.
So, all right. So, Jennifer, happy. Are you happy?
Yes, Dougie, I am happy.
Richie, are you happy?
I have my days.
Here's some news for smokers that serves them right.
This is
and obese people too,
this
actually.
This is hopeful, and we've been hoping for this, but Viridian Credit Union may be ahead of the curve. This firm is going to charge their employees who smoke or obese more for their health care if they want to work for Viridian Credit Union, and I think a lot of other companies are taking the lead here.
Yeah.
How do they know if they smoke?
How do they know if they smoke? You can measure chemicals in the urine.
Yeah, you can smell their breath or smell their clothes.
What if they don't smoke during work hours?
It doesn't leave you. You cannot escape the smell of it. Once you
get it, they smoke marijuana, but they don't smoke cigarettes.
Yeah. Whatever.
Does that count?
I'm sure.
So many questions. We can just keep going. A thousand questions.
You're asking me if I was the umpire. It certainly should count.
Yeah, I believe. Of course, it should count.
More unsafe.
Yeah, it's amazing how many athletes smoke to these days. I find that to be pretty surprising. All right, Dr. Ken Kronhaus here with his daily dose of important medical information for YOU.
heart and body extract help with other ailments besides heart conditions, high blood pressure, clogged arteries, or unbalanced cholesterol? It did for Karen.
I've been using heart and body extract for approximately 2 weeks. I've had an earwax buildup problem for many years, with over-the-counter stuff not working at all. I have very poor hearing due to this earwax buildup. Well, after 2 weeks of taking heart and body extract, my earwax buildup almost completely cleared up. Could this be the effect of better body circulation?
Heart and Body Extract is an effective 100% organic nutritional supplement specially formulated to allow your body to heal itself.
My hearing is almost completely back to normal. I'm amazed.
Order by calling 866-295-5305 or online at hbextract.com. That's 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for long and healthy life.
Survival of the fittest. In any and all situations, survival is your number one priority. That requires being tough and thinking smart. And the folks at Freeze Dry Guy are going to help you do just that. They have the long-range patrol ration entrees, what they call the brick pack. When you're in survival mode, it is absolutely the best item for your survival pack or bug-out bag. You can go farther, faster, and carry more food with the LRP cold weather ration entrees. Not only do these long-lasting, durable entrees help sustain you or your family through the harshest environment or situation, they are by far the most delicious of their kind. No contest. With a variety of tasty entrees, you can't beat the LRP brick packs. Let Freeze Dry Guy help you in your survival situations. Go to freezedryguy.com. That's freezedryguy.com. Or call 866-404-3663. That's 866-404-FOOD.
It's now 53 minutes after the hour on today's Doug Steffen Good Day program. The technology tailor here to help us out just a bit when it comes to understanding certain things that are important. This whole next few minutes geared toward helping you understand what your options are when it comes to various technological items, skills, etc. You know about one of the last projects that Steve Jobs was working on at Apple? As there are some new things that are coming out. Richie says yes. You may say no. Alex Goldfain, the technology tailor, will fill you in on the details of this project Mr. Jobs is involved in next year on Good Day.
My wife's monthly trip to the beauty salon was really adding up. I mean, between dyeing her roots and trimming the dead ends, we were going dead broke. So to save some money, I'm cutting it for her. While she sleeps. No, don't wake up yet. Go to sleep, go to sleep. You're almost gorgeous. Oh, she is going to love this.
There's an easier way to save. Get online. Go to Geico.com. Get a quote. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Now, the Technology Tailor Minute. Here's Alex Goldfain.
Lots of news and rumors in the television industry of all places last week. First, you probably heard that Apple's new iPhone has a voice interaction tool called Siri, who you can ask questions and make requests to, and she responds. Well, it turns out that one of Steve Jobs' last projects was to work on an easy-to-use television based on Siri. You would talk to your TV, and it would change the channel or record what you say. I'm sure it would run Apple's operating system, connect to iTunes for content, and play your music and photos and videos in an elegant, simple, typical Apple way. There's also news from Google, which is launching a streamlined Google TV. It's basically Android for your television, complete with apps, an app store, and other digital features. Here's what I think. Apple TV will be far more successful than 3D television. There are millions of iPhone customers who would be interested. Google will also make more progress than 3D televisions. I'm Alex Goldfain.
This is Troy Aikman.
And Hulk Hogan with another worry-free shopping tip.
You're like most people. You're probably holding off until Black Friday to start your holiday shopping.
The countdown has begun.
Well, then you're already behind.
What?
Rent-A-Center's pre-Black Friday sale is going on right now.
Oh, man.
Get to Rent-A-Center and beat the holiday rush for amazing pre-Black Friday deals on Sony smart TVs and Acer laptops. But you better hurry.
Out of my way!
See rentacenter.com for complete details and more information on the worry-free guarantee.
One size does not fit all, especially when you're talking about something as important as your mortgage. Hey everybody, Jay Farner here, and I'd like to introduce the Yorgage from Quicken Loans. That's right, the Yorgage. Our Yorgage is better than a traditional mortgage because it conforms to your goals. It's a fixed-rate home loan that allows you to custom design a term that works best for you, anywhere from 8 to 30 years. Let's say you've got 8 years left on your mortgage and you want to refinance to a lower interest rate. Our 8-year fixed Yorgage can help. We keep your term short and we lower your monthly payment. The rate today on an 8-year fixed Yorgage is an amazing 3.5%, APR 3.69%. So give Quicken Loans a call today at 800-401-0027. That's 800-401-0027. The Quicken Loans Yorgage. Everything we do is engineered to amaze.
Individual results may vary. Call us for cost information. Other restrictions may apply. Equal housing lender. License in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030.
When you buy your next new car, you'll have a couple of different things to choose, like the make, the model, the color, that sort of thing. But also, most of you have to decide on paying for it. Most of us don't pay cash. So Brian Osich is here with some industry information. Actually, it's the first, giving car buyers a new financing option.
Traditionally, there's only been two ways to finance a new vehicle, buy it or lease it. But now, Ally Financial is offering a third option called Ally Buyer's Choice, where a consumer buys and owns the car, but after 48 months can sell it back to Ally at a predetermined price. Ally Financial's Tim Russey says this flexibility is what today's car buyer needs.
Certain people have certain lifestyle based upon job and family characteristics. That changes over time. Their life circumstances over a 4-year period may have changed quite dramatically, where they can turn the vehicle in, go find a vehicle that better suits their needs at that time.
With Ally Buyer's Choice, you don't have to decide immediately. You can wait. Financial journalist Fred Yeager says this gives consumers control in the decision.
A lot of Americans have held off on buying a new car because of the uncertainty in the economy. So the more choices they have, the easier it's going to be for them to make this choice and to go ahead and possibly buy a car.
For more, log on to Ally.com. That's Newsbreak from Ally Financial.
So it is. So, Richie, did you know that everything that you do on your smartphone is being tracked and saved and compiled by whether it's Sprint or Verizon, AT&T, whoever the carrier is? They are saving everything that you do with your smartphone.
Yes.
Everything.
Yep.
How does that make you feel?
I was wondering why that dark sedan was following me around this morning.
An episode of NCIS, 59 after the hour.
They want me.